What are the differences in this room, in the town, or around the team between this year and a year ago from now? Is there much of a difference in the two runs for you?
No. I mean, we got a job to do, and, you know, as a group, we focus on the same things. And, you know, all we can worry about is what goes on in this room, and whatever goes on outside is someone else's problem.
So talk to us about sort of flipping switches. Like, you know, you've been back for five, and now you've got to get your game to a playoff level. Morrissey hasn't played for a long time. He's got to get his game to a playoff level. Liney'd like to score more. Are there a few switches that you think can kind of get flipped here?
All you can do is just go out there and take it shift by shift and just get in the flow of the game and, you know, just work. That's all you got to do is work and be willing to, you know, win your battles.
What does it do for this defensive corridor, Dustin, to have everybody back and available, kind of that top six that was envisioned at the start of the year?
It definitely helps. You know, I think our confidence, everything goes up a little higher. You know, the team has done a great job all year just with who's ever been in and out of the lineup. You know, the first period is going to be, you know, everyone's going to be jacked, ready to go, both teams. And, you know, after that, you know, the game will get settled down and, you know, it'll be a fast-paced game. And, you know, we just got to take it one shift at a time.
When you look overall at what this team is doing, well, especially before that All-Star break record was going, what was the biggest difference you saw in the team's game in the beginning part of the season versus what we saw towards the end?
I think just keeping it a lot, you know, a little bit more simple, and we were just playing hockey. We weren't, you know, thinking about other things, but playing hockey, and, you know, right now it's all we got to worry about is just playing hockey.
What do you do most of the playoffs, Dustin, when things get cranked up and sort of seems to suit your game?
Nothing really. Just come to work and do my job. That's all I got to do. That's all I got to worry about.
In fact, you haven't seen St. Louis since December. Does that play a part?
I mean, yeah, they're obviously a different team. It's, you know, something that, you know, we're not going to sit back. We're just going to have to go forward and, you know, see what they got.
What's the biggest thing your group learned last year from the run that you had to the conference final?
Just knowing what, you know, what you can do. You never know what you can do when you get to playoffs, and just, you know, the will and the work, all you have to do is just come to do your job, and, you know, anything can happen.
Is it difficult to put behind where you finished last year in the playoffs, the three rounds that you went to, and realize this is just round one?
I wouldn't say. I mean, it's the start of a new playoffs. I mean, it's a grind every day, every shift. I think once, you know, everyone realizes that, I think, you know, what we did last year is, you know, is nothing. It's a new year.
Is there something that you enjoy more? I mean, I know you said just going to work, but, I mean, you've had a big impact in a lot of series. I mean, is that something that you draw on, like your past experiences at all? Or?
No, it's just everyone's got a job, and just, you know, it's I enjoy coming to work, and, you know, playoffs, you know, it's a little bit more hyped up, and, you know, it's just, I don't know, for some reason it just happens.
What's your job in this series then?
You know, just to keep it simple, you know, keep the boys loose and, you know, make sure our game's, you know, staying fast and everyone's just staying on the same page.
Will you watch for getting too high or getting too low because you've been through some of this before?
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, one of the big things. You can't, you know, get a couple bad bounces and something happens. You can't, you know, let the boys just get down and everyone just got to stay up and just stay positive. Like, you know, we lose one, tomorrow's a new day. You know, come back and just do it over.
You're the only guy on this team that's won a Stanley Cup. I mean, do you have any speeches planned for the fellas at all? Or
I'm sure I'll say something, but we'll not talk about that.